Shabbat Shalom. Pray with me, please. Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and ask that you would give us understanding of your word by your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just blessing us with your presence. In Yeshua's name, amen. This Torah portion, Lech Lecha, when you go out yourself, is what that means. Genesis 12:1. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. In this Torah portion, God makes a covenant with Abram, promising to make his ancestors a great nation. God changes his name to Abraham, and Abraham has a child with Hagar and names him Ishmael. God then promises Abraham's barren wife, Sarah, that she will have a child. But what I want to look at this morning is the calling of Abraham and his faith. To be called by God is to be set apart for his purposes. Don't be confused with serving, as some do. Calling is appointed, set apart, and entrusted, separated for a designated work, and entrusted with the preaching of the gospel. Ever hear this? Hey, Joe, could you scrub the bathroom toilets this morning before service? That's not my calling, brother. Well, of course it's not your calling. It's an opportunity to serve and meet the needs of the body. A calling is a specific designated work. Pastor Sam is called to be your pastor, but that doesn't prevent him from serving us by doing non-pastoral tasks, cleaning up the place, taking the trash out, putting the chairs back into place, and so forth and so on. God called Abram to a specific purpose, to be the father of a great nation. Abram's faith was great. When God told Abram to pack up and move his family, he didn't hesitate. God didn't tell him where he would be going. God just told him, Abram, that he would show him the land that he was to go to. Abram was obedient. He did not ask for confirmation. He did not pray about it. He did not seek counsel. He didn't lay out fleeces. He was just obedient. And by faith, he sent out. Now, there's also something to be said for Lot. It seems that he did not question Abram as well. He was obedient, packed up his family as well, and no questions asked, started on the journey. Now, how do we know that Abram did not question God? The answer lies in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, sometimes referred to as the Faith Hall of Fame. In verse 8, it reads, by faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. He did, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as Isaac did, and Jacob, and who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful, who had made the promise. And so from this one man, he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on a seashore. Due to Abram's faith, he is mentioned here not once but three times in the book of Hebrews. In this chapter of Hebrews, Abraham repeatedly acted immediately. He obeyed God without question as soon as he could. This was Abraham's pattern. Let me share a few things with you about being called in faith. Everyone is called by God. It may not be to pastor a church. It may be something that you have never even thought of. It may be insignificant in the eyes of the world, but never in the eyes of God. We need to remember this. God does not need your abilities. He needs your availability. God does not need you to accomplish His goals. He merely gives you the opportunity to participate and take part in His plan. And God can use you to do mighty things. How much faith do you have? Why is it that some seem to have more faith than others? Each of us are initially given a measure of faith by God. What we do with that measure is up to us. When we exercise our faith, it causes our faith to increase. When you exercise your muscles, what happens? Do they get smaller? No. They increase. We must exercise our faith to increase it. Now, how do we do this? God sometimes allows tests of your faith, which in turn increases or purifies your faith. God has a plan for you. He doesn't just allow these things for no reason. Do I have as much faith as I desire? No. But I've learned to recognize the opportunities to exercise my faith. A few years ago, I had to do this a few times. First, when doctors thought my son had developed multiple sclerosis. The second, when my daughter's mammogram showed a growth which needed more tests. I had a choice to make in each of these instances. I could go off the deep end and expect the worst immediately. Or by faith, I could trust God that He would deal with these situations for us, no matter what the outcome. Now, you know Heather's story. And it turns out my son had a vitamin B deficiency. That's all it was, which has the same symptoms as multiple sclerosis. We sometimes don't see how God is going to take care of a situation, but by faith, we know He will. We don't know how He will, we just know He will. We sometimes want to present a plan for a particular situation to God. And when He doesn't do it our way, we get discouraged. God didn't say He'll sometimes meet our needs. He is faithful to His word. He will always meet our needs. Our faith comes from God. It is His gift to us by His Holy Spirit. And Abram waited a long time before Isaac was born. At one point, he decided to help God along by taking Hagar and having a son through her, Ishmael. Well, we all know how that turned out. They're still fighting to this day. Are you asking God to deliver on your time schedule? God wants you to grow you rather than just give you. As a parent wants their child to grow, they don't want to just give them what they need. They want them to earn it. They want them to go through the process. He cultivates our faith and perseverance by doing His work in our lives, in His way, and in His time. Hang in there. God can be counted on to keep His promises, but can He count on us to wait until He delivers? Shabbat Shalom.